The previously somewhat obscure Federal Railroad Administration managed to become a byword for government overreach in Connecticut this year. It released and then partially retracted a plan that would have seen new tracks, tunnels and bypasses create significant disruption in communities in southeastern Connecticut. But to Jim Redeker, it was all a tempest in a teapot.
So there was, from my perspective, an overreaction from the beginning to these representative alignments because they didn't really mean anything.
Redeker is the state's DOT commissioner and actually one of the people who first requested the FRA look at the future of the Northeast Corridor, the nation's busiest rail route.
FRA was an appropriate entity, I think, to first create this high-level idea, right, vision. But they don't have any of the authority or responsibility or funding to do anything more.
He says what he and other states asked the feds to do was to focus on where the line desperately needed repair after decades of neglect. But the FRA decided it wanted to include bigger concepts, including how to implement true high-speed rail.
And so the scope of work ballooned beyond a state of good repair document to a visionary document until the end when the governors, states said, you know, we really just want you to do what we asked.
What's known as the Record of Decision, issued by the FRA earlier this month, says now that further study is needed of the most controversial section of rail between New Haven and Providence, something the Connecticut DOT will eventually take the lead on. Redeker says that allows him to return to what he always saw as the task at hand.
That the backlog of $38 billion of state of good repair is the first priority. Because with that will come significant reliability, speed, frequency benefits to everybody. And we have to do it anyway, otherwise the existing service just deteriorates.
There's no federal money attached to the FRA study, but Redeker says states had to make sure all their planned projects were included to make them eligible for any future funding. That's why he's pleased to see the New Haven-Hartford-Springfield line included as an element of the plan. He's also awaiting the results of a $3 million study of the New Haven to New York portion of the line, commissioned by DOT. Meanwhile, he says he doesn't expect to see any significant new tracks laid in Connecticut in his lifetime. But if they are, anyone who wants to protest should try engaging with the DOT, which will take the burden of the planning and financing. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.